black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
What's good, everybody? What's up? It's me, Raven, and I'm back with another episode of the podcast. We are back full-fledged this time. I've got all the time in the world. We're putting in work now. So I did the two latest episodes, then the day after I did another one, but I did it late and I had to edit, and I still have it. And I was kind of whispering a little to not bother my roommates. And right now it's just as late, but I'm a little louder because even though it's midnight, it's technically Friday, August 4th now. I'm going to get this episode out. So I'm going to cover the stories that I covered the other day in the unreleased episode, because now it just kind of feels a little stagnant, because I want to do as little editing as possible, and I usually have to do a whole lot, which really kind of just takes the steam out of it. So anyway, yeah, what else do I want to cover? I want to say I'm coming back out of my shell. I'm getting more used to this. I want people to share this episode, especially on Spotify, the Spotify links. I'm trying to get ads back again so I can kind of monetize this podcast. And I want to really go out of my way to be a little more wacky and have hot takes. I know I've done that in the past. I've gone through cycles. If you are somebody that actually listened to the podcast from the beginning, I will go through cycles of holding back and then cycles of unleashing maximum hot takes. This podcast is only really best when I'm at my lowest. I hate to say it. Like, I worked last year at the post office and I had nice paycheck coming in, and you know, I didn't have much time, and the little time I had, I actually was streaming on Twitch. I want people to know, like, I've told you I stream on Twitch, Real President Zen 1, because anyone that's listened to the podcast and follows and was like, where'd you go? You disappeared, dude. No, I've told you so many times I'm on Twitch. You think I'm not going to podcast and not play video games? No, I'm going to do one or the other. Like, I'm not going to stop gaming, and I stream my games. So you could have been... You know what I mean? There's so much potential for Twitch. So much potential. Like, I could have people there doing Ask Me Anythings as I play. Asking me for rants. Things like that. Like, that's a thing. We can do that. But we're not doing that. That's the problem. I'm on Twitch fighting for, you know, one person to watch, and they're only talking to me about the game. Like, we can do things. We can do big things. Like, we can turn this into a video show on Twitch as well. Maybe we can, even if somebody can help me, tell me how to make a video simulcast of the podcast. I'm down to try to do whatever it takes to take this operation to the next level. Because when I see the things like they're doing to InfoWars, they're trying to shut down a noble operation and a very noble man in Alex Jones. So I'm trying to be the next Alex Jones. But I'm me. I can't be like him. I can rant at times. Sometimes I can go off the charts with an amazing rant. I just need the correct audience for it. And all this time I've been away, I just felt really sad because I come back and do a couple episodes and I see I had all these plays and all these listeners, and I'm like, who are they? People aren't reaching out to me, commenting, liking, none of that, sharing, no. That's what I want to see. I want to see you guys help me promote my show. Please. I'm not asking much. And I also wanted to mention, I'm going to be doing a little more philosophy, which I do from time to time in these episodes anyway, when I try to explain how some of these people with infected minds think. This is not going to be something that I give up on. This is the only thing I have. And my listeners, I want to believe, are kind of like friends to me and family. Because guess what I don't have? Friends and family. So the people listening to this podcast, I'm so grateful for. So this is a very rambling monologue with no real purpose. Like, I'm kind of just freestyling it, but that's it. That I just wanted to kind of give you a little stream of consciousness. So let's check out what's making headlines. We're going to cover a lot of topics today. So today we're going to check out Drudge Report and Natural News. That'll be today's docket. So let's start with Drudge Report. Poll, 45% of Republicans would spurn Trump if he's convicted. Okay, I know I would not. He's not going to be convicted. They don't have a case. All they're doing is projecting what Biden's doing onto him. So this isn't going to end well for them. And God, I hope that quote ages well. All right, we've got another article that's circulating on newsyahoo.com. They're saying Trump has told us clearly what a second term will be, a one-man rule. And this is an opinion article. Let's see what he's saying. This just looks like some activism, not actually journalism. This is what's passing as journalism lately. Okay, they can call it opinion. It's still drivel, in my opinion. But anyway, this guy's just shifting and moaning. I'm trying to find a clear point to what he's talking about in this article other than just whining. I'm not seeing much. And he's talking about alternative facts. Yeah, this guy's got TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. Yet now this guy's got actually absolutely not one iota of anything intelligent to say. Not one intelligent thing to say. So I'm going to not even look at that article. Let me see what this idiot's name is. I don't even think he had the nerve to put his name to this. But it's in the Miami Herald. Yeah, the guy didn't have the courage to put his name on. He was a coward. He knew he's just talking sh-ish, hoping no one would call him out on it. I just clicked out of disgust. Let me go back to Drudge Report. And Drudge Report is drivel as well. Backpage founder, free speech warrior James Larkin found dead by suicide. Just gonna read some headlines. DeSantis calls for, quote, slitting throats in government, escalating rhetoric. Look, the Democrats escalated the rhetoric first. There's nothing they can say now to even justify clearly casting a stone onto someone else, knowing the things that they have said that have been complete lies and slander about certain leading members of that party. Multiple people that I can think of that I'm not even going to mention for controversy sake. Because I'm not going to get into it on one headline. But yeah. Pope tells youths to tackle climate crisis and poverty. Okay. The Pope has been a tool of the New World Order since day one. So we'll see. Poverty ain't gonna change. Just so you know, it might sound like maybe I'm not in poverty. I am. I am. And I don't see any youths helping me get out of poverty. No. All I see are Zaidish jobs available, like McDonald's. Massive solar eruption slams into Earth, Moon, Mars at once. First time in recorded history. Well, that's clickbait. Let's see. DailyMail.com. Put it this way, though. If we ain't lose internet and TV and electricity, then it's not really that big of a deal. But let's see. Let's see. Astronomers captured the moment a solar storm hit three planetary surfaces. The team is now calling for more protection for humans in space. Well, you know that's going to cost a lot of money. Well, maybe they could just raise the taxes. Oh, wait! Taxes and rent and all that shit is too goddamn high. But yeah, let's try to do more stuff. Let's try to do more. Just keep raising the taxes. Why are the jobs not raising the hourly wages, though? Why are the rent not being lowered? Why are the rents not being lowered? Why? No, seriously, they need to deflate every single price that's on the market right now. Gas is too damn high. Groceries are too damn high. And rents too high. They all need to go down. I'll tell you what. Lower all them, and you can have some more money to protect humans in space. Motherfuckers don't even got jobs, and they're trying to do more. I'm sorry. I'm not in a good mood. Let's do a couple more stories from here, because I'm already thinking that I'm just kind of disgusted, and I barely looked at the news. The college students live in their cars. Yeah, I've been there, done that, got the t-shirt. No one gives a fuck in this society. Look at California. Homeless on the streets. What about the people that are homeless? I've seen the same homeless guy in Long Branch roaming these streets, and everyone will give a sad eye to him, wish him well, but this guy is still walking these streets and sleeping in the alleys. No one gives a fuck. That's just the way life is. Once you hit that rock bottom, no one's gonna help you or save you or give a flying fuck. I've been there. No one gave a fuck. Trust me. It's sad because society brainwashes everyone to think they're doing the right thing and that they care. But why isn't anyone doing anything about homelessness? I thought California was filled with bleeding heart liberals. No. No one's doing ish, and no one's gonna. But what's gonna happen is more and more people are going to join the ranks of the homeless. I'm one of them. They say once you experience that, you will most likely experience it for life. So I've already experienced it a few times, and I know it's coming again. But there are people that have never experienced it, and they're going to. The prices keep going up, but the jobs, they're not paying more. Look around where you live. There will be tons of shitty jobs, and not one of them will pay you a living wage. And society has brainwashed everyone that being single is the shit. And I could tell you for one thing, the rent for a regular able-bodied one motherfucker, an able-bodied white man, I love it. I've met foreign people that were like, oh no, you'll find a good job, you're American. No. There isn't shit. I'm not gonna walk into a plumber's business and get a job being a plumber. I'm not gonna be an electrician. I'm already middle-aged and I've got absolutely zero skills. A worthless degree, and that's it. The only jobs out here are fucking corporate, fast food, retail, nothing that pays a living wage. Nothing. The jobs that pay, I don't qualify for. People tell me I'm so intelligent. No, I'm not. I can't even get people to listen to my podcast, okay? I made music for like 20 years. I couldn't even get kind of famous off my music. Like, no. Nothing has happened. Nothing is happening. Unfortunately, the jobs that pay well, people don't qualify for. And the average house or the average apartment, no one qualifies for. You can qualify for it with a dual income. So, a man and a woman would have to be together, living together, most likely married, building a family together, building a house together, or a home. No. Television, celebrities, society has brainwashed all of the women to never settle and to all shoot for the same guy that doesn't exist, the rich CEO with unlimited time and money. So everyone's single right now. And if you're not, you're lucky. The people that I know that are single have been single and are gonna stay single for years. Me? I've been? Let's just say if I had to come up with a number that was conservative, I'd say I'd been single for 9 years. And that's conservative. It's actually been longer, but I'm willing to settle on 9. Yeah, it's sick. I'm almost done. I think I'm done. Like, I can't even look at Drudge Report. Yeah, now this is just, I'm done with that page for today. Check this out. Natural News. Discovery of illegal laboratory run by a shady Chinese firm heightens suspicions that Biden administration supports CCP-sponsored operations throughout the U.S. It's written by Bell Carter. Naturalnews.com. Reports reveal that a recent investigation at a deserted California building that contained an empty laboratory uncovered large-scale illegal biotech operations with bioengineered mice and about 800 chemicals and infectious agents. The accidental discovery of the facility happened in April and was prompted by a simple garden hose that was illegally attached to the back of the building, Fresno County Department of Health officials said. Investigators discovered that one room of the warehouse was used to produce COVID-19 tests and pregnancy tests. In other rooms, investigators found blood, tissue, and other body fluid samples, and thousands of vials that were unlabeled. According to court documents, the CDC tested what they could and determined that at least 20 potentially infectious viral, bacterial, and parasitic agents were present, including E. coli, malaria, and even COVID-19. Hundreds of rodents at the warehouse were kept in inhumane conditions. The documents also said the city took possession of the animals in April, euthanizing 773 of them, and 175 were found dead. We're going to end with some of the significant information about Prestige Biotech, which was the name of the company. Filed as Nevada Domestic Corporation April 3rd, 2019, conveniently before the pandemic. Unlicensed in California. Registered agent Barry Zhang, CPA. Antibody research and production, vaccine research and production. The vaccine center is located in Osan, Korea. Publicly traded on Korean Stock Exchange. A company based in Singapore. No California addresses can be found for Prestige. Addresses found for authorized agents were either empty offices or unverifiable addresses in China. The Fresno warehouse lab had been illegally operating since October 2022. HIV, herpes, and hepatitis were also detected at the lab, as well as 900 plus COVID-infected mice. And they were also producing pregnancy test kits. Lovely. Cross-contaminate much? You want to read the whole thing, you just go to naturalnews.com, one of the top stories. Century-old trucking giant Yellow Corp ceases operations, leaving 30,000 employees jobless and America's supply chain reeling. Jeez. Lawmakers raise concern about USDA funding Chinese biotech firm blacklisted by the DOD. The R lawmakers are looking for answers on that. We know the D's don't give. Canada's budget allots millions of dollars for vaccine passports until 2026, memo showed. Justin Trudeau. My God, I was ranting about him to myself in a car. That little pretty boy, AF, with his perfectly worded military-grade weapons will not be permitted. Little bitch-ass, feminine-ass, little pretty boy that the women like. Women just allowing their country to be destroyed from that little pretty boy bitch. Justin Trudeau, one of the absolute worst motherfuckers. Straight up poster boy for the New World Order. I'm getting mad just thinking of a prayer. At UFO hearing, lawmakers and witnesses accuse Pentagon of an alien cover-up. Whether real or not, UFOs need to be transparently discussed, they argue. Look, here's what I'm thinking. Lately, they say, oh, yeah, the government, yeah, they're going to have disclosure. They're going to talk about aliens. Yeah, they're real. They just admitted they're real. First of all, why in the world do we look to the government, the biggest pack of just disgraceful liars? Why do we look for their, well, why do we look for them to say whether something's real or not, whether we believe it or not? Okay? So first of all, the fact that they say aliens could be real now leads me to believe that they never were. In the decades that I was living and wishing UFOs were alive and trying to summon them, trying to pray for them, trying to see them, no, there is no UFOs. Nothing like that. They don't exist. And if they exist, they're not here. Everyone has an HD camera in their pocket. No one has an HD quality video of a UFO. I'm sorry, I wanted to believe so bad. I grew up on X-Files. They're not here. They never were. It would be incredibly difficult to travel from another planet. We can't even get to the moon. Here's a story that I covered the other day that was unreleased. Trans woman begs for assisted suicide after suffering unbearable pain from botched procedure. And of course, this is in Canada. This is just pitiful and it's just sad and it's honestly a tragedy. Mark Zuckerberg, facing an imminent contempt of Congress charges, agrees to cooperate with GOP probe into big tech government collusion, which they were. It took the threat of contempt of Congress charges to convince Zuckerberg to finally cooperate. Yeah, they censored so many stories. They censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. They were censoring Trump. They were doing all this because they were all in their feelings about trying to save the Republic is how they look at themselves. How the history books should look at them as frantic little if they do worse than Trump ever did, okay? Mark Zuckerberg did worse. Obama did worse. Bush did worse. Bill Clinton did worse than Trump ever. So that's what I don't like, is when society just all of a sudden ignores the first four major threats to our republic and democracy. They ignored those threats, okay? They screwed over Ross Perot, you know, they screwed over all the other guys that were running for president that were not them, that were diametrically opposed to them. Yeah, they all did exponentially worse than he ever did. But yet, he is the only one that's being attacked for the same very things that the other four pricks did themselves to even worse degree. That's the only reason why I really want to step out of society and be away from all these pricks in life. I want to hear people keeping the energy about Trump, keeping that same energy when talking about Clinton, same energy when talking about Bush. But no, they don't. They talk about, oh, Bush is misunderstood. He was a nice guy. He was with Ellen. He likes painting and all this bullshit. As if Bush and his father weren't war criminals, scum, CIA shills. Last story, let's see, maybe a couple more. UN report warns that superbugs could kill up to 10 million people each year by 2050. Okay, so that is the UN showing the playbook, the New World Order's playbook. If you think these superbugs are gonna stop, they're not. They're gonna increase, and it's gonna kill millions. And 10 million a year, let's see. They're saying we're overpopulated when the entire planet could pretty much live in the state of Texas if it was all developed into big high-rise apartments. But yeah, we're gonna pretend that that's still legit because, you know, we're living in a matrix. So yeah, so 10 million people a year by 2050. They wanna get us down to really 250,000 people. So 300 million in the US, and they wanna, well, at least, yeah, a lot of people are gonna, and I promise you, it will be all Democrats that are standing behind that because they also agree that we're overpopulated, just to put it in perspective. So they're gonna have people, dirtbags like Fauci, create more bullish to kill more people. Oh yeah, if you think they're not going to shut down society again like they did with COVID, they are gonna. And since Trump's not gonna be there to fight it, it's gonna be shut down for multiple years, like a decade, multiple generations. It's gonna happen, man, I'm telling you, it's their plan. UN unveils sinister new tool for combating misinformation called iVerify. In short, iVerify utilizes a team of locally highly trained fact checkers to determine if an article is true or not. Oh, that sounds great. Yeah, let's vote for it. Okay, let's see. Is there any fine print here? iVerify also uses AI to monitor for toxic content when identified, is sent to verification teams to evaluate. Soon it will be a crime to spread what the government calls misinformation. Yeah, it's bullshit. They're censoring everyone who disagrees with the mainstream narrative, okay? If you disagree with Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, with CNN, which all get their talking points from the Democratic Party, if you disagree with them, you're going to be censored. You're going to be silenced. There's no place for the United Nations in society. There's no place for big government in society. There's no place for the alphabet agency in society. All they're doing is destroying good people speaking truth to power. That's not a good thing. We need to stand up to them peacefully. The problem is, when you stand up to them peacefully, they want to get violent. Now, the natural thing when someone gets violent is to get violent back. That's the conundrum, because they control everything. So we can't get violent back. So we have to let them be violent to us. We have to stand up to them. So this is my call to action for everyone. We need to stand up to them and let them destroy us. That's the only thing we can do. Let them rule over each other in tyranny. Let them rule over each other in tyranny. And then they will realize the error. When the world is depopulated, the UN is in control, the New World Order is in control, and they've wiped out all of the good people of the world, then they're only going to be exacting their tyranny on each other. So who really wins in the long run?